Valentine's Day can be a very stressful holiday for a lot of people. Whether you've been in a relationship for a long time, you know, you want to show that person how much you care for them. Or, even more awkward, what if you just started dating and seeing this person? You don't want to
be an awkward timing kind of a thing.
Yeah, you don't want to necessarily come on too strong or scare them away. And here are some, I guess, you know, things that might scare someone off too early, compiled by the internet. One of them, talking about baby names.
I used Photoshop to composite our faces together.
Oh, that's our wedding. You're the kids in Switzerland.
You're noodling.
Our kids are really attractive.
Rowdy lose a guy in 10 days.
Yeah,
classic.
That's right. Talking about baby names too soon. If you just talk about baby names too soon.
Who is doing that, though, honestly? Unless you are planning the wedding. Then you and that is in your, you've had conversations. That's when you talk. You don't talk about that when you're dating someone, right? We're not that crazy, right?
I mean, I was kind of crazy, I guess.
You talked about baby names when you were just dating?
So no, baby names came up. Like, we like this name. I like this name. I like this name in a roundabout sort of universal way. And
what point in the relationship?
I don't know. I feel like it was under a year.
Really?
Yeah. And it
bold
was
bold move.
It was kind of a, well, it was kind of a, like, I remember my wife was like, oh, you know, I like the name Isabella. You know, someday, you know, I'd love to have a kid named Isabella, something like that. And I was like, yeah, that's a pretty name. And I mean, fast forward, here we are. I've got a daughter named Isabella.
Sure. But came to fruition.
Yeah. So, but that, I want to say, though, that conversation kind of have, man, I am, I already, hang on.
I think, yeah, give yourself a ding.
Did I already?
That is what not to do, sir, but it worked out for you, fortunately.
It did work out. How to scare someone off, talking about moving in together before you've even seen their place.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's too soon. Too soon. You got to be in a established relationship and know that is got some legs to go the distance before we start. And really, I would say too, do we let him start talking about that? Like, when I was dating, I was never going to be the presumptuous one. Mm-hmm. Like, I just kind of always let the guy set the tone for the relationship. And I was just like, all right, whatevs. I'm along for the ride, whatever, however this is going to unfold. Because I'm not doing anything to start making him think I'm psycho. So I'm just being cool. I'm just going with the flow the whole time, which is probably why I didn't get engaged till my 30s. But
all right, you brought that up.
It did work out.
It worked out for you. I was going to say, it worked out for you. You're fine.
In the end. I didn't drive anybody off because I was psycho talking about kids' names and wanting to move in.
My boyfriend thinks I'm fat. I can't eat in front of you.
I don't think she's fat.
That movie is so great.
It's so great.
It's so great. Yeah, if you blurt out, I love you too soon. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't drop the L-bomb too soon.
I'm telling you, that was one where I was like, I don't want to do that too early. And I remember the first time it sort of even was approached. It was a, you know, kind of a, I love being around you.
Yeah.
It was
you're
those.
Dipping your toe that way.
Yeah. It was dipping the toe in that way. Like, I love the things surrounding you.
Yeah.
You know, and then there was like a, you know, back when you made mixtapes.
Uh huh. So precious.
back when you made mixtapes.
Yeah. dating us too.
I want to say she gave me a song that had like love and stuff like that in it. And so
it wasn't I Can't Make You Love Me by Bonnie Raitt,
No, that's yours. Scaring people off. I don't know if you have any
that
story.
That might have been the one that scared him off when I gave him that.
If you've got any you want to contribute, thanks to your personal experiences of top ways to scare someone off.
I did get a text message. Someone like said, I love you for the first time in a text message. We'd been dating for like a month. I was at the mall. It was weird.
So,
I did not
so,
really. I wasn't
so,
there.
So you were the receiver of that.
I was the receiver of
and,
that.
And that relationship didn't turn out to be your husband.
It
so.
Did not. It did not. And we, it was weird because all like deep conversations were on text. But in person, nope.
Yeah.
Just kind of superficial.
Everything was fine.
Yep.
Everything was fine.
And then all then comes rolling in all this deep stuff on text message. I'm like, this is weird.
You're like, hey, buddy.
I can't do that.
All right. We'll get into a couple more. And if you've got anyone to add, 502-795-1997. Like it's ripped out of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. It's 997DJX with Valentine's Day coming up. Want to make sure that you're applying the right amount of, you know, attention to a new person that you may be dating and not scare them off. So someone asked a bunch of people to name the top things that might scare someone off early in a relationship, right?
Sure. And, you know, going too big on Valentine's Day probably makes that list.
Yeah.
I used Photoshop to composite our faces together. Oh, that's our wedding. You're the kids in Switzerland. You're noodling.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Iconic scene.
Right. Exactly. Like
from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Getting a dog together.
So it's like a dog, right?
Yeah.
It's like a dog.
Yeah.
They name it Kroll or something like that.
No.
I think so.
Oh, no. Are you talking about Princess Sophia?
Oh, Princess Sophia, yeah.
Princess Sophia wasn't the dog.
Uh-oh. Oh. What was Kroll?
Kroll was what he wanted to name it.
Oh, gotcha.
His junk.
Oh, okay.
Did you not? Right. Okay, yeah.
It's been a while since I said
that. I was going to say, Princess Sophia is what she named it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Princess Sophia. And Sophia's the name of my other daughter.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that movie. That is so great.
No, it really is. I mean, it is full-on rom-com from the 90s or 2000s, whatever. But yes, it is. It is fantastic. But yeah, top ways to scare someone off. Telling people you're a couple.
Before you've discussed it.
Before you've had that talk.
Yeah, that's probably, that's a little dicey.
Again, kind of like still calling them your soulmate real early on. Ooh. Before any of that.
Soulmate's very, very loaded term.
You know, asking to meet their parents, I would say if it's really early on, okay, I guess that's interesting. But sometimes you just get put in that situation and it is what it is. But
I ended up meeting my husband's whole family 3 weeks in because it was Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I kind of didn't have anywhere to go. And he's just like, well, you could come to my house, which was like kind of a pity invitation, but worked out.
Yeah, sure. Posting too many photos of the two of you on social media. That's an interesting one.
Well, yeah, you have to be, I think you have to agree that you're
like
social
a couple.
Media official,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you have to be like, you've had that discussion, like you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend, whatever. We're significant others.
But then if you just bombard the internet with like couple, then
that
it's
can
like,
start to make them think, ooh.
All right, that's a little bit weird. All right, well, hey. Good luck, you know, going, like we said, going too big on Valentine's Day did also make the list, but, you know, just you want the right balance of stuff.
Oh, yeah, and if you start getting, like, upset if they don't respond to your text messages right away, that's kind of borderline psychotic behavior. Let's kind of be a little relaxed about that. Sometimes they're busy. You don't have to assume, what's her name? She sounds hideous.
And listen, as a gratuitous plug, if you want something fun to do, our 997DJX is going to be out at Dave & Buster's later this evening around 6. So you and your partner can go and compete for a shot at a nice romantic Valentine's Day date.
Or just maybe that's the way you ask someone out.
There you go. Hey, you want to go to
Dave
& Buster's?
Oh, look, it's a couples competition.
Oh my gosh,
we should do that.
Hey, do you want to go to Dave? Do you want to do something fun like go to Dave & Buster's tonight? I mean, maybe around 6. I don't know. That'd be kind of fun, right?
I mean, it's kind of fun. Just like, you know, I'll go hang out.
Would you look at that?
Oh, look at that.
Who knew that DJX was going to be here?
Oh, my gosh. It was like a couples competition.
Oh, my gosh.
Like
We should join. We should just see.
We should totally just do it just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun. Anyways. All right. Hey, good stuff there.